little ones to come on up front. And there's not too many little ones here. So even some of the bigger little ones can come on up front this afternoon. All right. Well, you know what? We are going to have a wild ride tonight downstairs, as the cowboys would say. Now, there isn't any bucking horses or bulls down there, but we're going to try and get a hold on something that in the Christian faith is really, really difficult to do. As a matter of fact, it's almost impossible. And it's something that I'm going to try and teach you young'uns that if we asked these adults out here, about half of them would be shaken in their boots about having to try to share with you young'uns too. And that is, we are going to talk tonight about something that is called the Trinity. Have any of you ever heard of the word Trinity? And if so, what did you learn about it? Has anybody?
Three people united, I guess.
Three people united, okay. Trinity, yeah, tri means three, so very much. And you're talking about people. Now, we're going to relate this, though, to our Christian faith.
The Holy Spirit, God, and the Jesus.
That's right. You got it. It was good. Sometimes we need to stop and think a little bit. That's right. We're talking about three. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But we're talking about one. And that's where the united comes, right? When you're united, you're like one. So, but it's very confusing to think of three persons, but they're one. Like, how did three and one? They just don't seem to, it just doesn't seem to come together. And you know, many people have tried to teach or give a visual of what this looks like. Some people have used an egg. They said, well, the Trinity is like an egg. You've got the shell and the white and the yolk. But that's not a very good example when we talk about the Trinity, about God. Some people have said, well, it's like ice and water and steam. That's what it is. And it's like, no, God is nothing like ice and water and steam. That's not how the Trinity works. Well, then tell me something that I can see that it compares to. And the whole thing is, usually I bring something up to the front, some object, to try to help you understand something. But when it comes to talking about God, the whole point is there is nothing that is like God. That's what makes him God. So God's not like an egg. That'd be kind of silly. God's not like ice and water. And God created that. And some people use like the three-leaf clover. Well, God's not like that either. God is not like anything because God created everything. And none of those things are like him at all. He's too big. He's too amazing. He's
too strong?
Absolutely. He's almost indescribable when it comes to this Trinity thing. Now, there's lots we can know about God, and it's in the Bible. There's lots we can know about him. And we're going to learn some pretty big words again, like the communicable attributes of God and incommunicable attributes. I can barely say it, attributes of God. Those are big words. You know what? Half these adults don't know those words, but you guys are going to know those words, and you're going to know what they mean, so you can go and impress everybody. Right? Because there's some things about God that nothing else in creation has. Now, there's some things about God that you and I share with him. That's, we were created in his image. So there's some things that God has that he's given us too. But there's this relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that is so difficult to explain because there's only one relationship like that. And that's God. And so we're gonna talk about that a little bit downstairs. But by the end of the night, you're going to be like the rest of these adults, and you're going to go, well, all I know is he is a Trinity, and there's things in the Bible that tell me that that is true. The word Trinity isn't in your Bible, but the things that, the concepts that make that up are in the Bible. And we're going to look at some of the scriptures. So when somebody comes and says, oh, you worship three gods, you say, no, I worship one God, but he's in three persons. And then they go, huh? You can say, well, I'll show you. We'll look in the Bible and I'll show you why I say that. And then it'll make sense. You won't understand it completely, but it'll make sense. And that's what we're going to try and do downstairs tonight as best as I can. So you know what? We need to pray, because I'm going to need God's help to try to make my words, so hopefully he will give me by his Spirit his words to share with you so that I do it right. And that's why I'm glad I've got the Bible. I've got his word with me, because we're going to use words right out of the Bible so that hopefully I get this right.
And learn from God.
And learn from God, absolutely. So will you pray with me so that Mrs. Kathy makes sure she has God's help doing this? All right. So let's close our eyes so we don't pay attention to anything else here. We can't see it. We don't pay attention. And we bow our heads. So that's a way here at Cowboy Church we show respect to God. And I'll say, Father God, I just thank you for helping us to know you by your word and by your Spirit, by sending your Son to show us who you are. I thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, that you want us to know you. Just, it just amazes me that we are so small and you are so big, but you care so much for all of us. You care for these little ones, Lord, and you want them to know the truth about you. And so I pray, Father, that by your Spirit and through your word, you would teach them what they need and are able to know tonight, so that they can know their awesome God, and that they would be able to share that with others in their lives too. So just bless us, Lord, with your presence, and I thank you for that, and I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen.